News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
The CLRG on Commission Le Rinky Gaeilge, the organisation at the centre of the biggest ever scandal in Irish dancing, which has become known as the Fesh Fixing Scandal, have been invited to appear in front of an Oireachtas committee. Now, this comes after a former judge handed in his report on the fixing allegations. With an update on all of this is Ellen Coyne, Irish Independent News correspondent. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the judge in question is a former Court of Appeal judge, Michael Peart, and he has reported.
That's right. So we revealed during the week that despite the fact the CLRG was first made aware of these allegations in July, they only approached the former Court of Appeal judge last month after the allegations started leaking online, as one senior person in the CLRG put it to me, after it became a hot topic. So people were already fairly sceptical about this review because they felt that it was questionable that the CLRG, these supposed guardians of Irish dance, only seemed interested in investigating it when they realised that the other people and the media might find out about it. So he's only been working on this for a couple of weeks, and the CLRG sent a letter out to its members yesterday confirming that he has handed in his report on the matter. And it seems that what he's been asked to do is basically give an opinion based on the screenshots that were handed to the CLRG. Is there enough there to proceed with a disciplinary process? That's what's happening now. So anyone who is accused of cheating won't be able to judge any upcoming dance competitions, and any of the judges accused who happen to hold elected positions within the CLRG on all these kind of committees and councils that they have will have to step down while that disciplinary process is ongoing.
Okay, so they're not accusing anyone of anything, but Judge Michael Peart, and he must be commended for the speed of his reporting, because often these things take a long, long time. He's come back and said, yes, you certainly have just cause to suspend people pending. And that's where we are now.
Exactly. And obviously, yes, he is to be commended for taking on this task quite quickly, particularly considering the fact that it's something that's the centre of a global scandal. But I actually think the speed with which it was done will be a cause for concern for some people in Irish dancing, because they had kind of hoped that this would be a reckoning for Irish dance, that it would be an opportunity to pursue a kind of root and branch review of the entire culture within Irish dancing. This inquiry is focused solely on screenshots relating to just a dozen judges for competitions that took place between 2016 and 2019. So many people from the world of Irish dance have come out and said that they were aware of this happening 20 to 25 years ago. So people will be really disappointed if the CLRG tries to focus only on what was handed to it in July and doesn't
have
a brighter future.
In fairness to Judge Peart, he had his terms of reference given to him by the CLRG, and he reported within those frames of reference. And obviously, if you've only got a certain number of screenshots to go on, that's all your evidence. I mean, he wasn't allowed to interview people. He wasn't like an investigating magistrate. That was not his brief.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the criticism is definitely not being levelled at him. He's someone who was kind of brought in to help out the CLRG. I think people are kind of concerned about the CLRG and the fact that they only sought to investigate this when it started to become public.
Yeah.
They knew about it in July, but they didn't investigate it until 2 months later when somebody started to leak it on Irish Dancing Online.
Okay, so the two criticisms of the CLRG going forward are, one, they tried to limit it to the stuff that was in the public domain about 2016 to 2019, and that they have kind of decided that that's the only thing they need to put right.
Exactly. And they also haven't made themselves available to answer questions like, why did it take so long? Why did they only tell their own members after it started to leak online? I mean, they haven't answered any of my media queries in over a week. They've taken the phone off the hook because, in their words, they're tormented by journalists. And showing up to their office in Dublin city centre this week, the blinds were drawn and they were kind of refusing to answer the door. So I know you mentioned at the start that the Oireachtas Arts and Culture Committee decided at a meeting yesterday that they're going to invite the CLRG in, kind of to try to reassure the Irish dancing community, because obviously this has become a global scandal now, and Irish dancing it's become in some quarters a laughing stock. So it will be, I think a lot of people will be really interested to see, will the CLRG make itself available to come in before that Oireachtas committee?
I mean, there is no compellability there as far as I can see. Also, they're not in receipt of state funds, are they?
That's right. And that's proving quite difficult for people like Catherine Martin, the arts minister, who is obviously really concerned about this. But I think that even though they're not in receipt of any state funding, so the government wouldn't have a role there in holding them to account in that sense, this organisation is the oldest Irish dancing organisation in the world. It is kind of styled as the guardian of the art of Irish dance internationally. And as Leo Varadkar and Catherine Martin have kind of pointed out over the last week or so, this has done so much damage to Ireland's reputation, to one of our greatest cultural exports. One dancer has told me that it was the biggest thing to happen since Riverdance. So I think people will have fair questions that they would like to see the CLRG make themselves available to answer.
Now, you were about to talk about how big the scandal is in the United States, where it's huge business. I mean, as well as the actual tutoring of Irish dancing, there's the whole costume, tanning, makeup, hair, wig industry as well.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a mega bucks industry in the United States. If you have one or two children who are competing at the really high level, it wouldn't be uncommon for your family to be part of the world of Irish dance for over 20 years. And I spoke to one mother on the West Coast who told me that she estimated $20,000 a year to get her two girls through Irish dance. And it's, if your children are very good, it wouldn't be uncommon for them in their 20s to either try to go on to make a living from it in Riverdance or Lords of the Dance, to start their own Irish dancing school, and then their children, when they go on to have them, will become part of it as well. So it's like a legacy, it's like a succession. I mean, I know that this story, some people find it kind of funny. There's a lot of memes going around about, you know, the jig being up and people being left reeling. But I think that we have to understand that this is actually deadly serious. This is people's lives. The emotional and financial investment that goes into this is absolutely astronomical. And that's why it is such a big story. This isn't, you know, a fesh in a parish hall that was kind of fixed with backhanders or brown envelopes. This is a kind of endemic institutional problem that has cast doubt on Irish dancing going back decades.
A former river dancer, now adjudicator with on Commission Le Rinke Guelica, Ronan McCormack, said on RT yesterday that he was once approached about fixing.
That's right. So he has been registered with the CLRG for over 20 years as both a dance teacher and an adjudicator. And he has written a letter to kind of all of the other registered members of the CLRG. He's one of the first people to kind of put his head above the parapet on this. And he's saying that, you know, he once received a text from someone asking him, would you look after so-and-so in this competition? Obviously, he didn't. He has firsthand experience of kind of witnessing an incident where a dance teacher put what he described as a wish list under a hotel room door to what they thought was a judge's room, but it happened to be the room of a parent, so they got caught. And even like being at a competition and being behind a judge on an escalator and seeing this almost like spy movie-esque exchange where a teacher would slip a note, what they probably thought in a discreet fashion, into the judge's hand. So he's saying that this has been an open secret. He's certainly been aware of it all throughout his career. And he's kind of saying, he was making the argument, he thinks that the Irish government should try to find a way to lead its own independent investigation into this, because he was raising questions about whether or not the CLRG can be trusted to do it on its own.
Yeah, and Riverdance is not going to sponsor any more competitions run by the CLRG until it knows the outcome of the investigation and to the extent that this is kind of a need of root and branch, the elimination of this kind of scandal. There are all sorts of other lurid tales going around about this. We're not going to go there. But this is something that needs to be resolved to the general satisfaction of the global audience.
That's right. I think like this has gone way beyond the screenshots that were handed over in July that have caused those, say, dozen or so judges to be investigated. This is prompting people who have had things that they've wanted to say for Irish dance for over 20, over 30 years to finally come forward and say them. And from what we're hearing from people, it very much was an open secret. And I suppose the fact that it is so culturally significant to us, that it is such a massive industry and a money spinner across the world, people are rightly saying, you know, is this too important to leave it to what is effectively kind of like a private body on its own? And even what you mentioned there about Riverdance, that's a really big deal. Like Riverdance, like Lord of the Dance or anything in the dance world would always have had a relationship with the CLRG. It wouldn't be uncommon for stars of Riverdance to be presenting awards at some of the CLRG competitions. And they throw in some sponsorships, so they'd sponsor like an under 10 category or whatever, but they're saying that they're not happy to do that anymore until this is kind of resolved. And that is a major blow if you have the likes of Riverdance seeking to distance itself from the CLRG. That's a real indictment of just how toxic this scandal has become for the organisation.
Ellen Cohen, Irish Independent News correspondent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.